Welcome. Yesterday, we found a huge snake in our backyard, over 5 feet long, stripes. I'm not very outdoor savvy. I mean, when you grow up in LA, you generally don't know a lot about animals in the wild. And I'm thinking, this is scary. I've got little kids playing outside. I better call the snake guy to come spear it. Or I don't even know, is there a snake guy? Oh my God, what do I do? So I posted the picture of the snake on Facebook, thinking people were gonna chime in, that's a venomous snake, hurry up, get rid of it, watch your ass, keep your kids inside. Just the opposite. I cannot tell you how many people commented, that's a king snake, be nice to it. It eats all the things you don't want around, including rattlesnakes. Turns out a king snake has immunity to the venom of a rattlesnake, so it can swallow them fearlessly. Person after person chiming in about this snake. Who knew all these people were snake experts? Anyway, I felt so much better, and now my kids and I are searching in the backyard. We want to find this king snake. We want to see it. Bring it on. The reason I tell you this story, one second I was thinking, this snake is a danger to my family. The next second I realized this snake is actually a blessing. When you look up the symbolism of the king snake, it says the king snake is a constrictor, literally hugging its prey to death. So when toxic energy comes your way, remember the king snake and the power of love to negate it. Such a clear reminder, there are two ways to come to life. One, everything is a curse, an obstacle, a danger. Last week when my daughter had this limp in her leg and I was going to the doctor appointments and x-rays, late at night we were on the verge of taking a toddler to the ER during a pandemic. All I could think was, this is a curse, an obstacle, a danger. The other way to see life, everything is a blessing. Anytime you worry about someone you love, you realize how much you love them. And I certainly got really clear on everything that I let stand between myself and my daughter. Whatever we went through last week, I consider it a blessing. I was a better father and husband this weekend. All my priorities were leveled up. The question for you, what is toxic right now? Can you use the power of love to negate it? How can you love your situation so much that you constrict the fear right out of it? I'm mostly asking myself this question, but hopefully it resonates with you too. Next time you catch yourself afraid or mad, next time you're hunched over, gripping and clenching, can you assume a different posture? Can you take your rightful position of power and emotional competence and make like the king snake? Be a constrictor. Use the power of love to negate the condition of fear. Here's another way to see it. Paulo Coelho talks about this sudden immersion of the soul into the universal current of life. When we are disconnected from that current of life, we're most vulnerable, isolated, afraid. During a pandemic, it's easy to feel disconnected from that universal current of life. I think most people are trending toward a little too much alone time or too much time with the same people. You might find your nervous system is a little raw from everything happening in the world. And if one little thing goes wrong, the stress is 10x what it might be when life was normal. Can we find a way to get back into that universal current of life? It's a place where you find the love you need to overcome the fear, the peace to overcome the stress, the ease to overcome the dis-ease. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Lao Tzu said, "Nothing on earth can overcome an absolutely non-resistant person." So right now, can you soften your edges? Let down your guard. Relax your shoulders. Soften your jaw. Relax your forehead. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to get back into that universal current of life. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Thank you. your attention wander. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Coming back to the moment. There are two ways to come to life. One, everything is a curse, an obstacle, a danger, a snake in the backyard. Oh my God, scary. Or the other way to come to life, everything is a blessing with a purpose. Next time you catch yourself afraid or mad, hunched over, gripping and clenching, can you assume a different posture? Can you take your rightful position of power and emotional competence? Make like the king snake. Use the power of love to negate the condition of fear. And of course, the question in the heat of the moment, where can you find the love you need to overcome the fear? Soften your edges. Let down your guard. Get back into the universal current of life. See you tomorrow. Peace.